Belinda and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Mrs. M, written by Luke Slattery and read by Jennifer Valetic. This book depicts attitudes and ways of speech, particularly in regard to Australian Indigenous people, which were sometimes used during the period it covers. In reproducing this book, the publisher does not endorse the attitudes or opinions expressed.
Dedication. For we are, all of us, small men. But in this new world, we may become giants. Jonathan Swift, Gulliver's Travels. There's an old story which may or may not be true. Euripides, Helen. Part 1. Chapter 1. I paid the boatman with a bag of fresh cherries this morning. I picked them myself from the sloping orchard beside Loch Bar. I need not give it all. He knows. Knows that I am married, was married, to Macquarie of Moole. That since his death last year there has been nothing from the Crofters, not that there is ever very much. The English butler left on Boxing Day with a tight smile and a portmanteau of suspicious heft, and now there is just me and the young footman. The rascal drinks away every spare shilling and returns with an awful clatter each night to the cold house at Geruleen, lying deep in the shadow of Ben Mor. I am very near done with him. The island of Mool is large and muscular, not entirely beautiful, though not easily forgotten, and the islanders clannishly tight when they are not at one another's throats. They have all heard of our journey to Sydney Cove, so full of promise, and the calamity, at the very least the indignity, suffered there. They shook their heads at the journey out. Doubtless they shook them again at news of our return and our ruin. They must think me cursed. And yet I am born too high for their sympathy, and their eyes cannot meet mine for long. The women turn away or lower their gaze, as if I have suddenly become disfigured, which manifestly I have not, because the men, the married men mostly, offer a dark, direct look. Testing and very bold. Not the boatman who is to row me the short distance across the sound to the little island of Alvan, my husband's birthplace. He is at peace with whatever it is that I am, or have done, or have endured. He takes the milk-white cotton satchel plumped with cherries. A few crimson stains mark the underside where the split and wounded fruit have pressed. Stepping stooped and splay-legged to the head of the rocking rowboat, he tucks it under the gunwale and returns for me.